Hey everyone, Amanda here. As we approach the new year, I wanted to bring you this bonus episode featuring stories, anecdotes, and advice from some of our hosts of Fresh from the Hill, things they've experienced over the past year. Please enjoy and stay tuned for new episodes coming in 2020. The first will feature Cal's Dean Catherine Bohr, an episode that was originally released on Lou Diamond's podcast Thrive Loud.
Hey, Fresh from the Hill listeners, this is Lou Diamond, CEO of Thrive, host of Thrive Loud, and sometimes your host on the Fresh from the Hill podcast show. Want to wish you all a very happy and healthy 2020. As this holiday season comes in, you're going to hear a lot of people talking about 2020 and a great vision or anything related to 2020 vision as a forward-thinking view for the new year. Well, the message that I have for all of you for the next year is something that I've committed to myself. If you're looking for something to think about for 2020, I'm going with being front and center. And what I mean by this is front, be in front of as many people so you can connect with those out there to help grow your business, your brand, yourself, all the things that you like to do. You got to be in front of others. And you could do that virtually. You could do that online. You could come up with a voice. You could be a writer, whatever it is to put yourself in front. And then you have to be centered. Have to be solid with what you know and what you do best. If you listen to those that have been guests on Fresh from the Hill, these amazing young alum that have left the campus and have really been thriving in what they do each and every day, they really are centered at their core to what they love, what they're doing. So my message to you is to be front and center. And if you use that as your direction for 2020, you're certain to have a very clear vision and a wonderful year coming up. So keep going, keep thriving, and enjoy the holiday season here on 2020.
I'm Aaron Camino Smith, and this is Fresh from the Hill, inside stories of noteworthy Cornellians.
I hope everyone had an amazing 2019. Here's a quick story of something exciting that happened to me. As some of you know, and some of you probably don't know, I do stand-up comedy. I perform, I get on stage, I tell jokes, I talk into a microphone, and I hope people laugh at all the exciting, fun things that I have to say. One of my favorite places to perform at is Gotham Comedy Club. I love it. They are so professional. The staff is friendly. The seats are comfortable. The drinks are good. And it's really just a great place to perform and be seen. One of the really exciting things is you never know who will drop in, and people like Jerry Seinfeld frequently come in to try new jokes. As a comic, that can be a bit stressful to be about to perform and then find out that Jerry Seinfeld is going to go up right before you, and then you have to follow him. So this year, what was very exciting was I was booked to perform on a live broadcast on the Oculus Next VR network. That's a virtual reality show. They did stand-up comedy in 3D and virtual reality, and it's also recorded. If anyone has VR goggles, you can see my beautiful face in three dimensions. And since it's a pre-booked show that's recorded and broadcast live, the lineup was pretty much set. I was talking to one of the other comics before the show, right before we're about to get started. They have some warm-up comic going on upstairs before we even get the real show going. And I said, hey, at least we don't have to worry about someone like Jerry Seinfeld popping in and bumping us off the show. This is set. We don't have to worry. This is great. Let's just relax. Let's have a good time. The show has already started upstairs with a warm-up comic, and I hear this loud cheer and screaming and yelling. And we walk upstairs to see Jerry Seinfeld on stage, absolutely destroying and doing amazing for 25 solid minutes. They then had the real show start right after him, and I was the first comic to go up right after Jerry Seinfeld. Luckily, he did nothing but make that crowd even more excited to have a show. It was fantastic. They were excellent. Jerry was great, and it was really an amazing experience. So the moral of the story is, even when you think you don't have to worry about Jerry Seinfeld going up before you, chances are he will still show up. But that it works out well in the end, no matter what.
Hi, everybody. Alex Zalbin here, one of the co-hosts of Fresh from the Hill. And I've got some words of wisdom for you all from 2019 and 2020. Now, I know, like a lot of you, 2019 was probably a rough year, whatever your political leanings, whatever happened to you personally. Everybody was complaining and complaining and complaining. And you know what? I did too, and that's okay. Sometimes you're allowed to complain. Sometimes you're allowed to get upset about things. At the end of the year, this is a time, if you can, if you don't have to work nonstop, if you're not in an industry that makes you work nonstop, take a little time for yourself here and there. Eat some gross food and don't worry about it. Eat some good food and don't worry about that. Watch bad TV or good TV. But the two most important things you got to do for yourself, and this is very important, first of all, go outside, take a walk around the block or something like that, get a little air. It's really going to help clear your head, even if it's a little chilly outside. And the other thing, I cannot stress this enough, drink a glass of water. This is your reminder. You can use it as your ringtone if you want. I'll do a little pause and I'll say it again. Hey, you, drink a glass of water. There you go. Feel free to use that however you want, but it's very important. I drink water all the time, and it's pretty awesome. The other little bit of advice that I'd give you is 2020. A lot of people are going to do New Year's resolutions. I've tried to do the big New Year's resolutions. I've tried to say, okay, I'm going to lose X number of pounds. I'm going to eat really well. I'm going to write 1,000 words a day, anything like that. And you find you always lose it at some point, and as soon as you stumble, you give it up completely. Certainly, there are people who are these amazing superhumans that can make it all the way through the year, but it's so much easier to just take a little goal and tackle that. So one way of doing that, do a small resolution. For example, what I usually do on New Year's Day, I'm on my phone all the time. New Year's Day, I just turn my phone off for one day. That's it. And then I've accomplished something and I feel pretty good about it. On the weight end, you know, be happy with whatever you look like. But if you want to lose a little weight, try to lose 1 pound instead of losing 50 pounds. You know, see what happens there. You can, if you're a writer, this is something that I've done, try to aim to write once a week. Don't try to aim every day because things come up. They happen. And if you write once a week, you might be happy and you might actually hit your goal. Just don't overshoot it and then beat yourself up. Another way of doing it is chunking it into months. You know, I've done things where I've gone dry for a month and you feel great because you accomplish it. That's the same reason people do Movember or NaNoWriMo. I don't know how to pronounce that, but it's National Novel Writing Month. Do it for a month. So try to eat well for a month. And at the end of January, if you feel like going for another month, go for another month. And if you feel like going for another month at the end of February, go for a month after that. But if you're aiming for 12 months for an entire year, that is going to feel unimaginably big. So chunk it down. Make it smaller. Don't be so hard on yourself. And most importantly, have the most wonderful year you possibly can.
Thanks everyone for listening to that bonus episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I'd like to say that I've really loved producing this podcast for everyone, and I'm looking forward to what 2020 has to bring. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and share Fresh from the Hill wherever you listen to podcasts. Music for Fresh from the Hill was written, produced, and recorded by Kia Albertson Rogers, class of 2013. You can contact him at koa3@cornell.edu. You can also find out more about the podcast and ways to get involved with Cornell at our website, alumni.cornell.edu/youngalumni. Thanks for listening.